Michelle, on this specific issue, Ayla has already drafted their lawsuit, but we need plaintiffs. We
Very
need
good.
Family members who will be affected by this. So if anybody has a client that's willing to be represented by free by the best lawyers in America, please contact Ayla National so we can get that information. Yes. Please, we need plaintiffs.
Yes, and I mean, and that's, you know, this is going to be one of those issues that impacts every single person's practice,
yeah.
Whether you're employment-based.
Because
whether,
this applies to every immigrant visa applicant.
Right.
Easy to contact Ayla, Ayla.org, A-I-L-A.
Yeah.
I had to stretch to spell that one, A-I-L-A.org. Just go on there. There's a million ways you can contact them if you do have a potential plaintiff for Ayla.
All right, our next issue, SB 386, Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act. This is another topic that it is important for all of us to know about. You need to understand what is out there. You need to understand what the potential legislation is. This bill is actually a bipartisan bill that has a ton of support from everybody in the Senate. It's on a very, very quick track. They were trying to get it passed without any discussion or any debate on the floor. They were trying to get it on a unanimous consent vote. There's been a little bit of problems with that. Here's what the bottom line is with this bill. The bottom line is that they would take away per country caps on employment-based visas and try and equalize the playing field in terms of who gets visas when. And so what that means is when you look at the current backlogs as they sit right now, all of the visas for the initial 3 years would go to India, South Korea, and China, I think. Is that India?
India for 6 years.
Okay, so what that means for every other country, the 190 other countries, is that there will be basically, I think the numbers were like 6 visas per year per country for everybody else. Total distribution. And then after that is done and the backlog is caught up, then we are looking, the estimates have been between 7 to 12 year wait for everybody else. But now we're all waiting 7 to 12 years. It's not based on country anymore. And if you take the time to look at who sponsors the bill, if you take the time to look at kind of where all of these bills are coming from, you just need to educate yourself on how this is going to work. A lot of people, a lot of advocates for the bill feel that at least it's something, and it's the first step to fixing the immigration crisis. But many of us are just not sure that that's the answer. But we also now have what's called the Relief Act, and this is Bill Durbin's bill, and it was actually just filed last week, or maybe the end of the week before last. And this really is a fantastic bill. There's a lot of people that say it doesn't stand a chance, it may never pass. It changes that we know that will impact all of us sitting in this room is that it changes the classification for LPR spouses and minor children to immediate relatives. Just that one change alone would have a drastic impact on all of our practices. And there's many other great provisions in that. And we have to be hopeful. That's all we got. And so bottom line is pay attention, follow the bills.
Yeah. Be more than hopeful, be proactive,
contact mm-hmm. And have your clients
yes.
contact people in Congress and either House or Senate. Somebody's taking a poll in every office to know how their constituents feel. I'm not saying they all listen to the poll that is being taken,
but they
do pay attention when it's important, when people are calling and taking the time to call. That's what makes a difference, and that's on all of us. It is what we owe to our clients to help get things like this either defeated or pushed through, either way you want to look at it. Next, increase backlogs. I think I need a nugget.
Get a nugget.
Okay. Backlogs and processing times. There are now 2.3 million delayed cases. That really sucks. So 91% increase in processing times since fiscal year 2014.
And that's even with the moving the goalpost game that the agency tends to do, which is this case is within normal processing times because we just increased it by a year. Mm-hmm. So don't complain when you don't get your green card. I mean, when you don't get your work permit within an appropriate time.
I've had two cases just this week where I've had my adjustment interview 10 months later, and my guy still has not gotten his EAD. Mm-hmm.